Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
If you want to be my friend,
sing it, Andrew.
You had better go and get a pen.
Or you're better than Will Ferrell.
Maybe we can keep it in touch.
You're better than Conan O'Brien.
Like we did in the old days, it wasn't so long ago.
Okay, keep going.
You got it.
You guys, that's a lot.
It is a lot. Actually, you're right.
In the middle is a tough spot to be.
Your pen.
Wow.
We could do it again.
Wow.
Do you want to do it again?
No, I don't want to do it again.
He said that.
That's a lot.
He actually said we could do it again.
He said we could do it again. That's just, we're just wasting airtime.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I mean, it's your podcast.
We don't even have airtime. This isn't a real show.
We can just play the thing over and over.
This never goes out. Yeah. We don't even know if this will be released. Yeah, yes, it's an intervention.
I get it. Yeah, well, you're not the first person to try.
You have heard this show.
Yeah, I know. Okay. It was a lot. I didn't realize I was singing it. I thought you guys sang it, and then you're like, here's our guest. And not you sing, goddammit. I didn't know it was going to be like that.
Hold on. I don't want to pull the curtain back. We don't do that.
Yeah, no. I don't know.
Well, take the Lord's name in vain.
I got sweaty already. That's pretty quick.
Yeah, we start sweaty.
Yeah, dude.
It's we start room. Sweaty.
Yeah.
Rory's got here. A treadmill out
I have
there.
That's why I have a treadmill out there.
Nice.
And one of those rowing things from House of Cards.
Hey, buddy.
I don't know why that tickled me so much, but it did. House of Cards.
You,
Yeah, folks, you don't like my hair? You keep telling me to fix it.
I keep telling you to put it up more, and you keep putting only part of it up.
I don't really care about it.
Perfect.
I mean, I do care about it, but also I don't at the same time.
I think it looks good. It looks whimsical.
Yeah. Put a little product in it. Mm-hmm. Get out there and live my life.
You going full mousse?
I don't do a mousse.
Maybe you have anything in it right now, do you?
Yeah, I've got the, you know, like the molding paste.
Yeah.
Which doesn't sound, that doesn't sound like good. But the word mold in anything kind of can turn you off.
Yeah.
That's true.
Is there a good mold?
Well, I think all I mean, of it,
a mold
actually.
In terms of molding something.
And isn't penicillin made from mold?
In the porn industry, a mold is like a high honor.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. A mold of your...
Go on.
I don't know what the rules are here.
No, there's no rules.
Cock.
Whoa!
See, what? Hold on.
We just told you don't take the Lord's name in vain. Now you're over here throwing the C word around.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Nethers.
Have you ever seen one? No, they have like those whole
phallic
kits.
Region.
Yeah. Oh, you can do your own?
Yeah, you could do your own. Wouldn't
have
that be crazy?
It?
No, but.
Wait, you could make your own.
Yeah, you'll buy a thing where you make a mold of your own.
Hello, so, Christmas gift.
I used to work at a music venue, and you know, you have all different bands come through, and Buck Cherry came through, and one of their merch was they made a mold of the guy's penis, and they sold it as dildos at the show.
I'd buy that.
And they would sell out all
I'd
the
buy
time.
That, of course,
it'd be like couples, like redneck
totally
couples, be like, babe, get me that. I was like, oh shit.
Well, without telling us the price, in case you remember, Rory, what do you think? What would you charge
the dildo from Buck Cherry
or your own? What would be? What's the going price on us performers' mold?
I mean,
nether.
Would I sell mine at? But my price point is at my shows.
Yeah. What would you?
$50.
I think 52. Do you know what they're
52.
Selling?
You think $52?
Yes, of course.
So it's awkward. So it's a weird.
I got to cover tax. I got to cover tax.
I want to say it was like 40, but this was like 12 years ago. So, you know, that's 40.
Yeah, after, after what Biden's done to the country. Yeah. It's gone way up.
Buck cherry.
Dildo prices are outrageous now.
Outrageous right now.
Daniel, do you want to introduce our guest to all the people out there listening?
Of course. Guys, the voice you have heard, who didn't really sing, but that's what, let's hear it.
I did like a note.
Let's hear that note again. Do you think you have a good voice?
I'm okay. You know, I sang choir growing up.
Why are you hiding it? That's what I was going to get
at. Well, I don't really sing much anymore.
What if we
get you out of retirement?
Is there anything we could sing together?
Well, there's a lot of pressure. You guys, we could sing.
You know
something.
You're good, though, and you know you're loved. This is a safe space.
He's right, though. We threw a lot at him quick.
At least have the words on that screen. Why does it, we get the screen's just off?
We thought about that, and then we decided to never use that even once.
Yeah, yeah. Put a piece of paper up with the words. That would be cool.
People are like, guys, can I get up? Because I can't. This is the voice of Andrew Youngblood, comedian Andrew Youngblood, based out of Houston, Texas. If you've probably seen me on the road, there's a great chance you've seen Andrew Youngblood, even Rory numerous times on the road. Obviously, when we've been in Houston and done shows at Secret Group, Andrew performs there all the time. Welcome to the show.
Hey, it's about time.
Well, you got a big plug. You're special. We'll do that in plugs and hugs.
What are we doing?
Middle, baby.
Okay, I like it.
You know how it goes. You know the theme song.
Yeah.
Andrew.
Wish you well.
Andrew.
That was really nice.
That was pretty good.
Wait, do you know the words?
He does.
I
there was a time when Andrew was a big fan of this show.
Well, there was never a time. No, hold on. I didn't mean like that.
My favorite line. Andrew Youngblood's our guest. He goes, oh, it's about time. And then he's like, I'm not even a fan of the show.
I know. And then he was about to admit he just got defensive and he didn't mean it.
I like the show. I did listen for a long time, actually. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And what turned you off?
Nothing. I got busy.
Was it the first weekend of Tuxes when you had to take us to Galveston and you found out we were going to a house of people that didn't know we were coming there?
Oh, yeah. That was difficult for you.
That was the whole thing.
You were like, wait, I'm dropping you off and you don't know any of these people? And we're like, no, we sort of know the guy. The wife doesn't know we're coming.
And we're going to live upstairs for the weekend.
We looked him up on Instagram, all right?
Yeah.
We were right. We're good at judging people. And we were right.
He's a great guy. His hotel just opened. He invited me out for the weekend, and I canceled.
That's okay.
Why did you cancel?
I just had shit.
Wait,
I had
did
to
you
do.
Say yes, and then you canceled?
Yeah.
I know.
Well, not always. You know, but I had to. I forget what happened. Maybe my kid was sick.
I don't know for sure.
You go hardcore. I don't know.
I was in the hospital for a
someone
week.
Someone died. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
All right.
Should we do it?
Should we take a break and come back with Andrew Youngblood?
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
What are we doing? Oh, there we go. Yeah, yeah.
I gotta say, Andrew, I don't think you have ever listened to this show.
Listen, I don't have. It's been a minute. I don't have a great memory.
It's true.
I have a horrible memory.
I am impressed by your ability to realize we stopped and you. I mean, the brakes on your vocal cords.
Yeah, you did a really good job right there.
That was impressive.
Yeah.
Well,
can I tell you something?
No.
I don't listen to the show either.
I get it. It's hard to listen to yourself.
I get it.
I'm going to read this. Ready?
All right, here we go.
Dear Daniel and Rory.
Oh, do you see how that's wrong?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You like it the other way. That's I get right. it. Yeah, yeah.
You know, when you say it like that, it makes me feel like a child.
Over the years, I have discovered that I am one of those rare people who do not have a detectable body odor. I have asked everyone who is close to me their thoughts on this, and they all agree that they have never smelled me, ever. In fact, when I pose this question to a person for the first time, I see a familiar puzzlement wash across their face, and then a look of bewilderment when they inevitably say, "Oh my God, you're right. You don't have a smell."
Interesting.
Because of this situation, which I'm not complaining about, I have developed a showering schedule of approximately once every 9 days or so. Yes. Do that on mic. Yes, I know this sounds horrifying, but I have asked repeatedly of friends, family members, intimate partners, even coworkers sometimes, do I smell bad? The answer is always no. I insist they tell me the truth and say, please don't worry about hurting my feelings. Just tell me if I do. And apparently I don't. My question for you all, can you think of any reason why I should take more showers? This is the easiest. Hold on. Sorry. Sandwich determinant almost. My question for you all is, can you think of any reason why I should take more showers despite apparently not needing to for smell reasons? I can say what usually triggers the shower is me getting visibly dirty from gardening, etc. But it is very rare because of smell. Also, I do wash my face multiple times a week and clean behind my ears when I do that. And I have curly hair. And with my hair type, it's not recommended to wash my hair more than once a week anyways. So that has no impact as my hair does not get greasy. The only thing I can think of is my allergies have been bad lately with the global warming, as it is much wetter and moldier outdoors this winter than ever before. Perhaps I am tracking that into my house? I don't know. Tell me, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Or is there a piece of information I am missing here that would be a great reason to shower more? Or am I living in a fantasy world where everyone is lying about my smell? What do you think? Sincerely, your possible disgusting pal, Emma.
Bling, blong, bling, bling, blong, bling, 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 bling.
Why do we am I supposed to know that one?
Well, you could have sung that.
All right.
No, and what's so silly is we have a stinger that we put in, so they're singing it.
And it's just going to be playing.
And then also it plays. So it's
so fun. It's even longer.
And nice. Extremely charming.
And very charming.
That's pretty good. That's good.
Okay.
This is crazy.
Look,
it's crazy.
That is insane.
Well, you go first.
Well, yeah. I mean, first of all, I think the friends are lying, and I think it's a girl, right? I think that she's the stinky kid, and nobody wants to tell her that. And so they're like, she asked again. And, you know, they just like,
there's like a text thread.
Yeah, I think it's
guess
like,
who asked today?
Yeah, yeah. And they're like, well, we don't know what to tell her. She's like obsessed with this fact that she doesn't smell, but she smells worse than anybody.
Wouldn't and we're just, both like, of you, polite. And I'm even going to throw this out to the other side of the room, go, yeah. If they smelled,
I think you'd
wouldn't
say
you just
it.
Go.
I think you'd uh-huh. say it. I gotta say, I do. If fully I get believe, asked, I'm I fully go, believe that she is odorless. That's, I fully believe it.
I do as well. And it's also irrelevant to how much she should or should not be showering.
So now that leads us into, but you do think, you think she's,
I think she stinks.
Stinky.
Why and, do you think she stinks?
And, well, stinky. Also,
do you think it's possible that someone might be odorless?
No.
You don't think it's even possible?
You don't think it's possible?
Do they not sweat at all?
Could be. I don't know that those two things are necessarily tied together.
I think
it's pheromones, right?
I think it is not possible. I think, and also,
you think
there's
it's
some
not
red
possible.
Flags
you
on
think
this
it's not
thing.
Possible to be odorless?
No.
Andrew, what? I knew a girl in grade school, Nikki Trothing. Her organs, she was born backwards. They were all on the outside. No, everything on the inside was flipped. Yeah. She had to wear a bracelet.
Inside out. Inside
she
out.
She had
boy.
To wear a
Remember
bracelet
that?
To let know if she was ever in an emergency set? Accident. And they were like, "We gotta go. They're gonna find everything on the opposite side." So I'm just saying that to say any condition you can think of a human exists.
That was my thinking when I was seven. When I was 7 years old, I was like, there's got to be one human that could do anything.
We're not talking
right?
about ability. I'm talking about condition.
I don't know.
You think that
everything has a smell.
The clothes she wears
has a smell. So at the very least, she smells like her detergent.
Which would be a good smell.
But I don't think this lady uses detergent.
Some people go odorless.
She probably doesn't
use detergent.
Yeah, she probably doesn't.
How can that exist? Everything has a smell.
Everything
how
does.
How can odorless detergent exist, Andrew?
This room has a smell.
But how can odorless detergent exist?
It doesn't.
We'll be right back. I fully believe that she is just odor. I think it's a possible thing.
Here's something.
Well, she might smell, but she doesn't have a negative odor.
I also think it's weird. She says she doesn't shower only every 9 days, but she goes, "Don't worry, I wash my face every few days."
A few times a week.
That's not a lot.
And behind her ears. Let's come on, give her credit.
Yeah, that's not a lot.
I don't know that I've ever cleaned behind my ears, even when I shower.
I don't think I
have
either. Yeah, yeah.
So this says.
I do.
This is Clara found this. 2% of people carry an unusual form of a specific gene. ABCC11. That's the gene.
I was going to say that's what I thought it was called.
That means their armpits never smell.
Now, Andrew,
just armpits, though.
B.O. B.O.
They don't emit body odor.
Okay, well, what if she takes a 2?
Now, that's what I was going to say.
What if she takes a 2?
Yeah, what do you... Yeah, what if she goes 2?
Like, sometimes 2.
So what do we do, say? Shit.
Sometimes people say things and you're like, oh, never mind. I know you have kids. You're taking a 2?
You're taking a 2?
You're going 1 or 2?
Yes, that is it. That has to have odor.
Yes, you think?
Wait, well, why would
you build up a musk?
Guys, we're talking about an unrelated element here. We're talking about her body odor. We're not talking about her shit stinking.
Well, hold on. Summertime, right? It's hot out. She takes one. She wipes her best, but unless there's a bidet, there's a little left over.
Why is that always the case? Unless there's a bidet.
Because a bidet takes care of you.
Andrew, now I know more about you than you could have ever imagined.
You need to get a bidet.
He loves a bidet.
Yeah, I love
a
bidet.
Big fan
I got
of
a clean butthole.
But you just said unless there's a bidet, there's going to be a little bit left. I think you can do pretty well.
You can do pretty well,
okay,
but
can we be honest with
I've
each
wiped
other?
12 times in
I
a row
feel
and
as
still
though
got some.
The two guys over here talking about wiping their asses are being pretty honest right now.
I know, but what I'm about to say, you don't know what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
I used to wear underwear, right?
Yeah.
People who wear underwear, they stink.
Oh.
Right?
Wow.
Right?
Underwear
we all know that underwear can get stinky. We know that pants in that part of the
here's what I think
genre
here's what I think
can get
we're missing.
Stinky.
We're missing this element, and this is what was just brought to our attention. The sweat glands. So when you talk about, oh, well, the underwear is stinking. The underwear itself doesn't stink. It's absorbed the sweat, and so that's what's created the smell. What we're trying to say is she is in that 2%
that doesn't
where
sweat.
Her sweat no, does not sweat. Generate a scent. She
yes.
doesn't have
whatever
a scent.
Bacteria or whatever that comes out of her sweat or that would sit there or grow because of her sweat doesn't have a smell.
I mean, I was in the store. There was a guy who smelled like a bag of erasers.
This is a great transition because she said whatever bacteria would grow there doesn't have a smell. So now going to the shower thing, what we need to think about is that it doesn't mean that because she doesn't smell doesn't mean there
isn't
the bacteria there.
Yeah, yeah. She definitely needs a shower for that.
I think we over shower as people. I think we've come up to it's showering is great. It feels good. I'm not anti-showering.
Cold.
But we 100% over shower as people. It's not natural, and I don't think it's actually very good
for
our
skin.
Can
I ask you a question? Do you think that we should do a better job of scheduling our showers, or do you think we don't need to shower as much as we do?
I just don't think we need to shower as much as we do. And I also don't think that there's this world of like, it's just how socially things have changed. And it's also how we are as people now. But like the moment we get like any kind of sweat, we're just like, oh no, I got to shower. I got to get this off and smell better. It's all of like these social perspectives. You aren't walking around going, you know, it would take you a certain number of days till you concluded, you know what? I actually smell like shit. I'm starting to get it now. But we might have smelled something on you on like day one, but you might not smell it till like day three because you're used to it. You're smelling it.
Or vice versa.
I think I'm an over shower for sure. I go twice a day.
Sometimes
a bath and a shower, which just wastes more water.
At the same time, too.
Bath might save water.
No.
I got how long you're in the shower.
I think they
looked at it and they said that showering, you're usually faster in the shower and it ends up using less water than the culmination of filling a bath. But yeah, twice a day is not good for your epidermis.
Yeah, I get it.
But it's not good for us. Our body has like it doesn't need
all the chemicals that we're putting out.
Yeah, it's not healthy. 9 days is pretty extreme. I think so too.
Forget. Oh, I want to feel refreshed for the show. Forget. Oh, this will help me wake up.
Yeah.
In terms of cleanliness, of I need a shower.
Yeah.
What is the time frame, window to like shower to shower? What's the window of time for you?
This isn't how I live, but it would probably be once every 3 or 4 days.
Wow.
Yeah. I think you are then covering your bases on the harm that like the bacteria and stuff can be doing to your body.
Because what you're saying about breaking down the skin, there also is a reason because of flaky skin, dead skin, people who suffer from eczema and hygiene and stuff like
get
that,
good
where you will start to, you can build up a rash or you can build up some just sort of skin condition or, you know, anything that just can ferment on your body that you need to wash
off.
We
had a dermatologist write in recently, didn't we? Didn't we get like gifts from a dermatologist?
Oh yeah, I mean when is what
you, if you're listening, like, we need you
within
to
the last year
give us
a, up north,
give us your thoughts on shower, or also any of you give us your thoughts
if
on
your basis is showering. Oh wow, I look dirty, you've gone way too long.
I mean, if you're,
I'm sorry to Emma, but the barometer for showering is not a measurement of your smell. If that makes sense. And I think I said it really weird.
I mean, I think that's just
so
one.
So well, yeah. I don't even know what you said.
I think that's one of many reasons to shower.
I need to shower a minimum every 24 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about just grime, just talking about odor, I'm talking about smell, I'm talking about sweat. I'm talking about body buildup.
I don't mind a couple, 2 or 3 days of that. I don't mind it. I don't mind the hair getting a little greasy for 2 or 3 days. I don't mind. But, you know, if there's certain circumstances where I really feel like I'm smelling or I have like exerted a lot of like, I've like perspirated a lot.
Yes.
Then I'm like, oh, well, this isn't just because I feel like I should do it, but like this is like, oh, I want to be the smelly guy.
Yeah.
It's like when someone, you know, just doesn't ever brush their teeth and you're like, I don't know how to tell you this, but you're a little bit of a close talker and you're not taking care of just,
I know, it's wild.
Sure that you don't have to smell like flowers, but I think we can all try to be a neutral kind of smell. And sometimes I'm that guy. You know, sometimes I'm like, God, my breath is horrible. You just ate something, you don't realize it's very garlicky or something. But I do think we overdo it. I mean, there's times when I've been like doing something at home and it was like clean out the garage or something that like really, I was definitely sweating. And ordinarily I'd be like, I need to shower. But instead I just kind of like still just kind of hung out, chilled out, and like just kind of settled back in. And then I was just like, you know what? I'm fine. And I think that isn't, I think there is something positive from it. Now, I think all the time.
Would you want to get in your sheets with that, though?
I know. That's where you get into it. I mean, I got to say, even if I get in my pool or if I get in like the hot tub at night, that chlorine,
I count that.
I want to like.
Will you count that?
I have definitely.
See, now you need to rinse that off. That's really bad for your skin.
Well, yeah.
You hate your skin.
I guess
so. Weird.
Well, with global warming, it's moisture now. That's what she said.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
Okay.
It's a wild skin care.
Here, let's go down.
Global warming, I got it.
Let's go down this avenue.
You don't see ever, like kind of references that.
Yeah, but the benefits of global warming.
Oh, your cheeks are red. Well, global
Emma
warming.
Highlights intimate partners. Yeah. They haven't showered in eight days. You're having sex?
That is something that I also kind of don't believe.
Well, let's get this straight. If you are not emitting a scent, I wonder, is there also something there with pheromones? Like, is there an effect if someone isn't emitting? Because that's how we all, like, there is a sexual thing mm-hmm. that's, like, amongst yes. us and, like, how we read yes. people. It's pheromones are a very big deal. If you don't emit a scent through, like, your sweat glands or whatever, and I don't know, maybe this is literally me asking, okay. but I wonder if that has an effect on actually emitting pheromones
yeah.
as well. I always look to Alyssa because I'm like, oh, she'll know.
or our Gelman.
I think when somebody likes you, a lot of times they get attached to your pheromones, right? And like, yeah. or your smell, or your, yeah. you know, I've been with people and they're like, I just love the way you smell. I'm like, I stink. They're like, it's just the way you do.
You're like, I stink. I've only showered four times today.
Yeah. Can I sidetrack us?
Yeah.
Oh, he does this.
When you are in a public place and you.
Which I rarely am.
And someone walks by you wearing the, well, for us it would be a woman. I'm sure it happens to ladies as well, in the opposite or in the same, depending on their preference. And someone is wearing the same perfume of someone you used to date, and it like you're like, holy shit!
And you just are masturbating.
I know, and then they're like, you gotta go, and you're like, let me
finish.
I
gotta get out of here. I gotta get to a private place.
Like, this is a funeral, and I'm already dead inside. That smell, that strength of like, holy fuck, I haven't smelled that in, you know, 10, 15 years.
Isn't smell like our greatest, it's the most attached to like sense our memories?
Yeah, it's insane.
Someone told me once that dogs dream in smells because that's so a part of their life that even when they dream that like, that it's a
part. How would anyone know that?
I know. You know what's so bizarre is like, I think we take for granted how remarkable dogs are in terms of hearing
you love
and smelling.
Your dog.
But it's like, it's very bizarre. This isn't even from like my dog. This was from someone telling me.
Like, this is from a Snapple cap.
Well, that flight that got, that was coming to LA, yeah. that got diverted to Chicago because like the bomb threat, they had a note or something and the dog was able to smell the note and then track it to which piece of luggage that it went with, and you're just like that, like we're like oh yeah, dogs, they smell. It's like that is legitimately
the dogs will
like,
let you know when your blood sugar's low.
But dogs are doing some Marvel-esque Avengers level things. Pretty but good. Because yeah, they're yeah. dogs, we're just like they're
go
idiots
get that.
They're idiots,
go get this. Yeah. You better bring it back. You did it.
It's like octopuses too. We're like, let's eat them. Let's eat them for an appetizer. It's like they are smarter.
I'm off. In years, I'll never eat another one.
They are remarkable. Their survival, the way they live in the ocean, it's fucking unreal. They're aliens.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yes, yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Okay, but you didn't answer me. 8 days. You're saying no.
Oh,
right?
So my question was: do you get in that situation and you? Well, if they don't smell bad, what are you? Then what is the vibe? What is it?
I don't believe that's possible.
You're not going to ask. Hey, when's the last time you showered? I don't smell anything.
Look,
I think it's weird. Sorry,
I want to know the pheromone. That did you look that up by any chance? Is there any chance that that's correlated to?
But the BO smell cannot be related to pH balance smell, right? Right.
Wasn't that like always that one? What would ad you be that your was assumption? Like strong enough
oh
for
yeah,
man,
that would be. You would think. What would be your assumption? At ladies? Some point, she would have some kind of smell.
Oh, down, never mind.
Down there.
I'm looking.
Look at that.
Yeah. Wait, what do you say? You said her vagina would smell.
I'm not saying all the time.
Is that
but I'm
what
saying,
you were just getting at?
Yeah,
that is a huge thing for me.
Yeah,
I think
women have to deal with that all the time.
Sexual wellness. I'm curious, and obviously, like I think that women. Look, to not get too like clinical,
do it.
Vaginas clean themselves, so like she doesn't need to be like doing anything to keep her vagina clean.
And,
but,
and
like,
this is just, you know, I know all this. It's for these dudes.
But no, it's like a self cleaning part of the body. But that's internal. Like externally, there's other stuff going on. But again, if there's no smell attached, then like
that's what I mean.
But then
like
the question,
if a sexual partner gets in bed, it's just like if it's us And it's been 8 days. Like, if I get in bed with my wife, she's going to be like, what in the fuck? You smell, like, vice versa. We would both be like, Jesus Christ. But if I don't emit a scent,
but listen,
she would have to have other signifiers to know, like, oh, you haven't showered.
Oh, you've been gardening. You've been gardening.
You know, you can be a carrier for a staph infection and never have a staph infection. And then you get near someone with a cut on their arm and they have staph. True. So, like, if she has a bunch of bacteria brewing because she's not showering and then she's intimate with a person, she could be transferring that stuff to somebody else and causing them a problem. Oh, right. Yeah. Like,
I used to think staph infection meant issue amongst employees.
It definitely can. It could. Definitely can. Totally. Especially if they're sex workers.
Well, okay, you're now combining the two.
Yeah, I'm trying to bring it home. I'm trying to bring it home for you.
There's also, I think there's like a personal preference thing. I can't stand when I feel sweaty or like when I feel like I haven't showered or my scalp, like I can feel if I haven't washed my hair for a while.
Yeah.
If that doesn't bother Emma, then I understand why wouldn't be showering as much. I can't go to bed if I feel, if my body feels like I haven't washed the day off of me. But that's a that's a personal preference thing. I think if you don't smell, you're not offensive to the people you interact with, that's fine. My only thing would be sexual partners. That would be where I'd be curious
about this
all.
Yeah.
Comes into play. I can't find anything on pheromones if you don't have body odor. Did you find anything, Clara?
They're mythical.
No. 9 days is just, I think your hair gets greasy. You're going to be covered in dirt.
Not Emma.
She said she's going to get curly hair.
Well, curly hair doesn't get greasy. I just learned that.
Is that a thing? I didn't know that was a thing.
Let's say it is.
I think it gets greasy. It just looks better greasy for a while. Oh, like, you know,
like Andy McDowell.
You know, like, I don't know. You're like Soul Glow.
Very
you know?
Quick.
Soul Glow is a great pull, too.
Yeah, Soul Glow.
Soul Glow.
That's higher.
It's close. I know.
You were standing alone.
I think I'll go, you probably don't smell. And congratulations. That is beneficial for your life.
I mean, your friends have said you don't.
Right.
Yeah. How often are you asking them?
Is probably that's the other, like, a new person in her life. Or I bet sometimes they're like, do I smell? I feel like I might smell today. Hey, do I smell? And then they're like, nope. They're like, okay. Must be something else. Must be that Yankee candle.
If you don't smell and you've asked your friends more than once, it starts to seem like you're bragging.
Cool.
You know?
Have it. That's your win.
You do have to ask a certain amount of time until you confidently believe that you don't have an odor.
Yeah. I would say 9 days feels excessive to me. Maybe just do a... Because in the course of the month, if you're doing Rory's thing, you've probably showered 3 or 10 times. If you're doing your thing, you've maybe showered 3.
I mean, for me, like, if I'm
3 to 4 is like around 8 to 10 times.
If I'm about to wear
a
shirt 2 days in a row, you know, sometimes you just want to do that. You just do a little. I can't.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shirt off, and you're like, I could have.
And they don't have.
But then there's sometimes I've gone and done that and been like, actually, no, I think I smell fine. I don't think I've really gotten any of my scent into this shirt, and I don't think it's starting to like smell bad, and it's fine, and I couldn't tell you why that is. Sometimes it's bad, sometimes it's not. It's just a matter of how much I've sweat.
Good day.
You know,
were you gardening?
What if she has no sense of smell?
I shower in a bidet. Don't. Forgot to tell you that.
So. You forgot to shower today?
Nope.
Yep. Close enough. Is that what you said? Let's stick with it. Let's stick with it. Let's stick with it. Let's stick with it. We're gonna play, Steve. We're gonna play. Emma, thanks so much for sending this in. We wish you well. You stinky. Sincerely, sincerely, your pen pals, Daniel Van Kirk,
Rory Scovel, and
Andrew Youngblood.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future.
It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
And wow,
we're back.
Oh.
Andrew, one of these days you're gonna listen to this show.
No,
on the road you don't make him just listen to it.
Would that be insane?
That would be like bizarre to put you through that, but then like the level of narcissism for Daniel. Like, listen to me talk in the past.
We just listen to 90s on 9.
Yeah.
You're joining us for Plugs and Hugs, Daniel, Rory, and Andrew. My special's out on Max. Watch it, and that's all I got.
It's a great special. I watched
Thank
it.
Thank you.
It was fun.
Thanks.
It took me a while to find Max because I was like looking for HBO because I'm stupid.
I know. They changed. You're not weird. Stupid. They've changed the name, and it was HBO. Then it was HBO Max, and now it's Max.
Just Max.
And there'll just be nothing. It'll just be underscore. You know,
like it'll just be TV again.
It'll be called TV, and right. That'll be it.
Right.
But yeah, and if there's anything coming up and you're curious, RoryScovel.com. Oh, I do sell. I have a tab now on my website for my paintings. So if you're like, I want to buy a painting or even just look at the paintings, you can see them there, and I'm going to post more. I might have already posted them. But yeah, if you're curious and you just want to see some, there are some there. So go check it out if you can.
DanielVanKirk.com, created by Green Ivy Creative. That's redundant the way I said it. But anyway, they're awesome. They made my new website. You should go check it out because that'll take you to places like April 17th, my special. Rose Gold will drop April 9th. If you want to come to LA or you're in LA, I'll be running Rose Gold as it stands one last time at the Elysian Theater at 7:30. That's going to be a great time. I'll have merch stuff in there. I'll probably be doing some giveaways. I want it to be a really fun night, and I want to run the hour and kick it off and say goodbye, hour. We'll see you parts of you again some other day.
Yeah.
And that should just be on my YouTube channel, I believe. If that changes, I'll make sure everybody knows. But that's all at DanielVanKirk.com. Watch Wine Club. And also, the merch is back up. If you go to DanielVanKirk.com, you can get one of those I Wish You Well hoodies right there. We just got that back going. Thanks again, Green Ivy Creative, for that. Wherever else I'm forgetting, I apologize, except for May 18th. Come to Green Lake, the Thrasher Opera House. That's my next show. There might be other dates depending on when you listen to this. DanielVanKirk.com. Andrew.
AndrewYoungblood.com. You can see all my dates there. Biggest thing is March 28th.
Tomorrow,
March 28th, my special comes out on Mark Norman's YouTube. Weird pitching someone else's YouTube.
That's not at all.
But yeah. Check it
That's
out.
That's the channel.
It'll also be on AndrewYoungblood.com. You'll be able to find it there. So please come check it out.
Yeah. You nice. Did great. You're happy with it.
You did I love so it.
It was fun.
Great.
Yes. You were there.
I was there.
They were there. I was there for years.
I opened all four of your shows.
That was great. It was a good time.
I can't wait for people to see Andrew. It's. I'll tell you this.
It right. is. I'll tell you this.
Great.
March 28th, Mark Norman's YouTube. Please check it out.
Okay.
Hey there, buddies.
Whoa, we're in.
We're in.
Okay.
Hey there, buddies. My wife and I have a little tradition of sneaking in delicious meals after we put our two little boys to sleep. We do this so that we can actually enjoy some amazing junk food every now and then without having to, one, be a bad influence on our kids, and two, have to spend money on food that kids spend money on food that kids eat when ordering out. We are monsters, LOL. Our go-to cheat meals is pastrami chili cheese fries from a local favorite called The Hat, or some badass carne asada nachos with everything. Let's be clear. We overall eat well and take care of ourselves, so this is a legit treat when we decide to get it. Getting older makes it harder to eat junk like that, but everything in moderation, right? What is your go-to cheat meal that is too indulgent for frequent consumption? Love you guys, Caesar.
Bing, bong, bing.
Bing, bong, bong, bing, bing.
Bong, bing.
There you go. Go-to cheat meals. I got to say, I am currently on day 4 of no booze, no coffee, no meat, and no sugar.
But are you blizzard free?
What I'm saying is I'm better than everyone. blizzard free because of no sugar.
Oh, man.
I know. It's tough. Easy. It's not easy.
What would be a cheat for you right now then? Not cheating against your thing. What's something you could have that I guess you couldn't have it?
Well,
then,
no, right? I'll go into a cheat thing. I love booze Philly cheesesteaks.
I thought you were going booze.
Just booze.
Booze. Caesar, I believe, is amongst us here in this region of the country because the hat. So to Caesar specifically, I say to you, if you have not tried booze Philly cheesesteak in Los Feliz, it is fucking great.
You'll go in and get one of those and eat that in the car and be like,
On this very show, I've brought in a chicken one and a regular one. And
I thought it was very good.
It's so good. I love it so much. But I mean, there's also a place like Penny's Burgers that if you get the cheeseburger with everything on it, I am not joking, it tastes exactly like a Whopper. Like exactly. But like fresh... The fresh-made, non-fast food version of it. It's incredible.
But I don't think I've had a Whopper.
No, you've had the Big Mac.
You've never had a Whopper?
I know. He's got to do a Whopper. What was the other thing? I've taken you down Eggnog Road, Blizzard Road, Big Mac Road, Cheesesteak Road. Whopper's not it. I thought there was a couple other things.
Yeah, probably.
But Whopper is, I mean, it's a big one.
It is a good one.
But is it that good?
I got a tie to it because my grandma used to bring them to me when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah, and so I always liked a Whopper, and it's literally only because my grandma would bring me them all the time.
You have nostalgia.
Yeah,
it reminds you of her.
I'm such a nostalgia. Do you have a cheat?
I am too. Either one of you have a cheat meal that you make.
Oh wait, what's your cheat meal?
Man, obviously
you tried to avoid it. You piece of shit.
I would do if I'm.
It's
really...
like so boring. All right, Caesar salad.
But they make it at the table.
Caesar salad, but like real anchovy sauce.
2 boxes.
Oh yeah, I know.
Of Kraft spirals.
Yeah.
What about all the pies you eat all the time?
Do you put anything in there?
I don't consider it a cheat meal.
Do you put anything
like
in there?
Like if I'm out.
Yeah. 2 boxes.
What?
2 boxes is a lot.
That's a lot.
I mean, it's a cheat meal.
It's a cheat meal. Are you adding anything?
No, I wouldn't. Lowry's seasoned pepper.
Would you ever add ground beef?
Then it would stop. Hot dogs.
Chopped up hot dog.
Yeah, I would do a chopped up hot dog. Not in a spirals, like a, though.
You wouldn't do ground beef, but you do a chopped up hot dog.
Then it's not it anymore.
Yeah, it's polka dot casserole.
It's a weird, or hamburger helper-ish type deal.
What are you talking about? Polka dot casserole.
That's, you know, I grew up poor, and so we'd have mac and cheese all the time.
Yeah, no kidding.
And just because we grew up
super rich.
And then
my mom would
what are you going to say next? You've seen a boat?
We were like sick of mac and cheese, so I think she just cut up, I've seen a couple. So she cut up hot dogs and she just throw it in, and then it was called polka dot casserole. And we were like, polka dot casserole.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, but I would do that standard
Kraft
noodle.
I wish we could know who grew up the most poor so that there could be like bragging rights.
I wish.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. We were pretty poor.
We were pretty poor.
Yeah. My mom was so poor.
Go on.
How poor was she?
She was kicking a can, and I said, what are you doing? She goes, we're moving.
That's pretty good.
That. That is not bad.
Yeah.
Is that yours?
No, I heard it in second grade.
Oh.
Hold on to that.
Yeah. Well, that's you might have. I think you're getting bullied at the time.
A little bit.
That's why I eat all these Whoppers now. Yeah, to deal with the trauma.
I have another one.
Okay.
Barilla penne pasta.
Yeah.
Give me a box of that.
Yeah.
Give me some Alfredo sauce.
Yeah, go on.
Is that Bertolini? I can't remember.
It's Mike Bertolina.
Yes. Yeah. Mike Bertolina's family's own Alfredo sauce. Yeah. You can only get it at Vaughn's.
Yeah.
And then some grilled chicken.
Okay.
And I do pot all of that pasta all of that Alfredo sauce chicken. And I,
now are you chopping just, the chicken? You dicing that chicken? Mm-hmm. What's going? Okay.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Do that. You pan sear that little olive oil.
This is a very. This feels like you stole this from the Olive Garden.
I would. Oh man, dude.
This feels dude, like this what they goes, make at the Olive Garden.
I ordered a tour of Italy 2 weeks ago.
Oh, what'd you get?
You know what that means.
What'd you get?
Tour of Italy.
What does that mean?
Tour of Italy is lasagna.
Yeah.
Fettuccine Alfredo.
Yeah.
And chicken parm on one plate.
Was this back home? Where were you?
I was in Arkansas for a family thing.
And you got all that.
That's what the order is. It's at Olive Garden. Yeah. You order the tour of Italy.
I know. And you got all that.
He goes hard at Olive Garden.
To be fair, I got it for the table.
Yeah.
But I did eat most of it.
Yep.
Yeah. And I told nobody else they could have any. And the parts I didn't eat, I took home and ate later.
And also,
but
no
it was
one
for the table.
And also, no one ate anything.
I was also by myself.
Wait, but they all watched me eat like I was a sultan of some sort.
I broke into an Olive Garden. I know how to make it.
I used to work at one, so I know the stuff, and I know
they're
where they
family.
Keep it.
It's cool.
But dude, you give me a big fucking pot of penne pasta Alfredo sauce and grilled chicken with Lowry's like seasoned pepper.
Lowry's is making an appearance in a lot of your movies.
I
here.
Love
yeah.
a cameo by Lowry's seasoned
a lot of your
pepper.
Food movies.
Yes, big time. Obviously, a tombstone, I consider a cheat. But when I'm at a cabin, more at the cabin, that doesn't feel like a cheat because we're at the cabin. But if I were to do that here in L.A., I would be like, man, I'm not giving a fuck tonight.
You know, a nice calzone is fun. I don't have a specific one, but the calzones I've had in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work at Venus Pie Pizzeria in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Still there. Mm-hmm. I was the dishwasher and busboy, me and my buddy Jack Mary, who's now a chef. Executive chef at a hotel in New York City.
Wow.
We would be high as fuck listening to heavy metal, and we'd be cleaning off the tables and doing the dishes and putting the things back. But this pizza place was so fucking good. Their breadsticks, the pizza, the calzone.
Yeah.
The best part about working there, as soon as we got everybody out, everybody like got around the bar, and everybody just had like a pint, and we were hanging out. And then we'd all go in the freezer and get fucking high before we all had to do our shifts of like breaking everything down and cleaning up.
It was wait, you guys are all in the walk-in best. Just getting high in like 40 degrees?
We were all in the walk-in smoking pot. And I'll never forget this one time, our friend Eddie was the manager. And Eddie was like our friend. It was like literally your boss, your friend, who is your boss, who you could literally out loud be like, shut the fuck up. And you're not losing your job.
Yeah. Love that.
Because
you know where the line is.
He doesn't smoke. He's not. The place is a mess. We've just gotten rid of everybody. Our beers are still waiting on us. We've like had some sips. Like, oh, let's go get high. All of us. There's like eight of us in the freezer smoking. He opens the freezer and he goes, guys, what the fuck? And literally everyone goes, shut the fuck up, Eddie. Close the fucking things. We can keep smoking. And he's like,
okay, but you know what you need to do before you leave.
I know.
You know what you need to do.
I know. And everyone's like, we all know. We're all going to do it.
Yeah. Cheat meal.
Man.
You get to go nuts. You get to go nuts.
That's tough because I
order everything you want from Popeyes. Order everything you want.
You already know I love Popeyes.
I know.
That's like a hangover food for me more than a cheat meal.
Smash burger.
Like, smash burgers are good.
For the win.
I think if I'm really being indulgent.
Yes. This is what I want.
A chicken fried steak with gravy, mashed potatoes, like a country diner style.
Yes.
Thing. That's like, a great if call. I'm really, and onion rings, because, you know.
Yes.
I fucking love onion rings.
Ugh, that sounds
not
great.
Like,
Sergeant.
not like, I'm picky. I'm still thinking about onion rings.
He called you Sergeant. As a matter of respect, you say back to him.
Well, listen.
You say back to him.
I don't even know what I'm supposed to say back to him.
I love that we're abusing someone who does not listen to this.
Yeah, but if somebody says to you.
Sergeant.
Oh, the Chevy Chase or something. Was that what we're doing? What are we doing? I don't know.
Great pull. Great pull. Great pull. Great pull.
Was that? Am I wrong? It's
doctor,
not. No, doctor, doctor, doctor. Oh,
doctor,
fuck.
Doctor.
Yeah, yeah, pretty doctor. Close.
That's what I said. Great pull.
All right, wait. Keep going. Keep going. What else are you getting?
Well, I was just going to go into certain diner. Onion rings. I don't like a beer battered onion ring. I want a flaky onion ring.
Oh,
like, I would agree.
I've been all over the country. Everywhere I go, I get a side of onion rings.
You also a French onion soup you'll like?
I do love a French onion soup.
Yeah, you know,
that's not that much of a cheat for me though. I don't think
I'm.
It's too
I'm lukewarm on French onion. It's a little bit too much cheese for me.
I ordered a French onion soup and it had zero cheese recently. And I go, what the fuck is this? It was.
Yeah, that's not it.
Pretty, yeah, I was like, you're not. This is crazy.
That's not it.
It was a nice restaurant. And I was like, you guys are doing a spin.
And they were like,
on
French
this
Canadian soup.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Guys, I
French Canadian
one.
Onion yeah. soup.
Cheesecake Factory. I don't give a fuck. I eat all the bread they keep bringing me. Plus, I order the Thai lettuce wraps. And then I get the five cheese penne pasta, add chicken, or the chicken Moderna and the steak Diane combo.
Penne is your favorite pasta.
I think it is a. I think you're always getting a great bite with a penne.
I love
a rotini. Bite. I'll do a bow tie as well.
You like short pasta.
A fusilli.
Are we going to talk? Is there any? Does the noodles ever any kind of noodle that you would ever say trumps those? Like for me, a tagliatelle.
I like
okay with
a
tagliatelle.
A flat noodle.
A pappardelle.
Like oh, like an egg.
A pappardelle.
Yeah, a pappardelle. A pappardelle.
I don't know.
Now imagine
that's the type of pasta,
guys. Before we leave here. Imagine if you
I'm
will.
Never leaving here.
Imagine
I can talk
if
about
you
food
will.
All day.
You don't like pasta.
Okay.
Imagine if you will. You don't even like pizza. What would your cheat meal even be? And also keep in mind, you don't even really like wine. What would your cheat meal even be?
Lissa, if you don't like pizza.
Yeah.
Don't
and
like
then she
pasta.
Just named like an obvious cheat.
You don't like pizza?
No.
She doesn't like pasta.
Insane.
Andrew,
this is nuts.
Andrew, sit down.
This no is kind?
This is more absurd than the smell thing.
It's pretty nuts. Not, no kind of thin crust, no deep dish, like none
I
of the variations.
Do, I would, I'll eat pizza. I'll and I like
I just picture
begrudgingly
Lissa, cocktail in hand being like, I'll fuck with a flatbread.
I will do a thin, like a thin crust pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
If I had to do a pizza, that's sure. what I would do.
If it was forced upon you.
Yeah. Or like a frozen pizza feels different to me.
Big time cheat meal for you, Liz.
Anything, a chicken, anything. Like chicken tenders, like fried chicken sandwich.
Oh
that's
my God.
Like to yeah. die for
oh
me.
Oh my God. That's
Cajun filet
one.
Chicken biscuit at Bojangles. You would love
it.
You would love it.
Country school chicken tenders.
Oh my God. I think about them all the time.
That's insane.
Yeah, country school.
I had that place, and I don't mean to ruin your childhood.
This is where Andrew
but
doesn't
is,
know how to guest.
This is where Andrew.
That it was, I had it, and it was
lose
not
the audience,
great.
Lose the audience
I'm sorry.
That we're going to go to send to your special.
Everyone's been to country school.
And a lot of people have.
What did you get?
It's fine. No,
I
yeah.
got the chicken tenders.
Oh, you didn't like them.
Was not a fan.
He got chicken
did you,
tender.
Did you think they were
plus they had the
subpar
crinkle fries?
To other? I mean, chicken tenders are kind of chicken tenders.
Yeah,
did,
yeah,
were
yeah.
you like, these are actually bad chicken tenders?
I didn't like the thickness of them to like the breading. It wasn't great. And then the sauces, well, I don't even remember what the sauce was, but.
Barbecue, probably.
See, I'm a gravy. Give me a gravy all day.
Let me interject right
you
there.
A gravy? I don't know.
I don't. Are there a lot of places where you're getting the chicken tenders and gravy is an option?
Whataburger. It's just,
okay.
it's just, yeah,
yeah
it's, that's like pretty
deal.
Standard.
Yeah. And any diner, if you're at a diner,
that's
they
like
got some
Whataburger.
Gravy for
that's
you.
Not like a known
Dairy
thing.
Queen does that.
They do gravy on top of the chicken tenders?
Yeah.
Is that real?
Yeah, I swear
is
to
that
God.
Maybe a Texas thing?
Wherever Dairy Queens are?
Well, they're everywhere.
Well, then they're everywhere.
Mostly in here.
Yeah.
That and was I mean, good.
And your clogged arteries.
I mean clogged arteries.
Well,
mean,
not
like,
right now.
Cardiovascular issues.
Not in the last 4 days.
I'm talking about heart disease.
Okay.
All right. Chicken. But is that all you had there? You didn't like the fries? Did you get any ice cream?
They're crinkle cut, right? If I'm remembering.
Yeah.
I hate a crinkle cut.
Ah, okay. Why?
A little too much potato.
What's your favorite?
Give me
oh,
a
we
thin.
Talked about this when
give
we were on the
thin,
road.
Give me a thin, I like a shoestring fry.
I think you said that when we were at lunch.
That, yeah. to camera, wild.
Shoestring fries are great.
I like going like that.
Here's the thing. If you're going to put shoestring fries on my plate, you might as well go ahead and put them on the burger, and I'll go, okay.
That's also great.
I can
fine.
Deal
I love
with this.
Agreed.
Yeah. But you know to why? Eat them, he's right. You're just grabbing a bunch of bird's nests.
I like the crunch. I like that.
Give me that.
Alrighty.
All right.
Did I read this?
I did. Hold on. Let me just get into my future pad. Yeah, Caesar, I can't recommend enough Boo's Philly cheesesteaks, just to circle it all back. But the hat, strangely enough, my daughter's like, she's legitimate. I'm like, why is that called the hat? Oh, my God, I can't believe I didn't bring this up. I'll do it real quick. The hat says world's famous pastrami.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, she asked me about it. And I go, you know, I've never been there. I go, but I bet I'd like it. I go, I like places like that. And she goes, well, it's got to be pretty good. I mean, it's world famous pastrami. And like, you know, she's an 8-year-old who, yeah, in her world. She's taking the information you give her. She goes, yeah, well, it must be pretty good. It's world famous pastrami. And I go, well, you know, I mean, I'm sure it is good.
This is the scene from Elf.
Yeah, I go, it's good. But, you know, they just say that. She's great. Like, what? And I go, yeah, like they just say number one pizza. Yeah. And she was like, oh, I don't know. You could just like. She's like, oh, I thought it meant like world famous. I'm like, yeah, no, but I go, I bet it's good.
Yeah.
Anyways, kind of a fun, that. Cute little moment.
I have an adult friend that thinks that same way. He's a comic, and he always posts. He goes, this week I'm playing at the world famous Tulsa fucking Funny Bone. Yeah. I'm like, world famous? I never even heard of that.
He likes a good qualifier.
Love that. Caesar, we wish you well. Sincerely, your pen pals, Roy Scovel,
Daniel Van Kirk,
Andrew Youngblood.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.